Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for 24th day of the month of April, year 2022. I want you to appreciate the Lord for today. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for a new week starting today. I want you to give God the glory because of His mercy, because of His loving kindness, because of His mighty name, because of His super, because of His superpower. Appreciate the Lord and give God the glory. Appreciate the Lord and magnify Him. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are the awesome God. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you glory. Mighty God, we thank you. Lego sagalabu shataya. We brakadele suntuya balabus. Limbrakala galibruko sunturi kariabarabus sataya kata. Thank you, Father. You are good, you are great, you are kind, you are faithful. No one like you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And I know that God will use this program for you. He has used this program for a lot of people. On a daily basis, we record testimony to the glory of God. And I know you are going to also enter into your pool of testimony today. Lift up your two hands as you worship the King of Glory. Magnify Him, praise Him, praise Him, bless His name. Worship Him. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, my God, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. I want you to lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, barricade me from the evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from the evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from the evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from the evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from the evil of the night. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of failure in my foundation, go back to the sender. Every arrow of failure in my foundation, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of failure in my foundation, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow of sickness in my body, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness in my body, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness in my body, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Now this prayer we want to pray now, you are going to pray three odd times. Listen to the prayer and pray very well. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In Jesus' name, pray number two. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In Jesus' name, we pray this third time. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, deliver me from any bondage that is limiting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we are still talking on dealing with stubborn problems. We have able to trace the stubborn problem down to the root. And we are able to examine that the root has two legs. One leg is the leg of ancestral evil covenant. Legs of ancient evil covenant. The second leg is the leg of generational evil covenant. Covenant and curses. They are like twin sisters, but they form the leg of most of this foundational bondage. Now, we have been saying and exposing the sign or symptoms or indication that always reveal that ancestral evil covenant is the one in charge of that stubborn problem. We have been able to give a lot of them yesterday, and I want you to go back and listen to them. Let me try to recall some of them for the benefit of those who don't have the voice audio of yesterday. I said there are some signs, some signs and indication you will begin to see, largely your dreams. Number one, seeing yourself constantly in the family shrine. Two is seeing your seeing strange and scary dreams. Number three, when you see that you are talking, you are serving, and you are seeing those who are dead, long-time dead people in your family. You are still serving them, you are still seeing them, you are still talking to them. It's an assignment. It's a sign that the covenant is in place in your life. Four, playing with Python, wearing garment of the hunter, seeing yourself inside the water and swimming. When someone is calling you to come and work for your forefathers, you know, you have to call you to come and do the work of your forefathers, the evil work of your forefathers. Constantly seeing dark and tall personality in your dream that is always by your side. See yourself as a baby in the hand of an old, dark-looking man. Constant sex in the dream. Constant eating in the dream. See yourself with mad people or mad fellow pursuing you is a sign and an indication there is a covenant you must break. You must take your time and break every evil covenant between me and any mad person. Break and release me. Maybe your father, your mother, and have entered into that covenant and it's working now. It may be whether the mad fellow was used for something and it's working against you now. Seeing some strange people wearing the same clothes that you are wearing. Seeing a man at the shrine giving you water to drink. You are seeing all these things in the dreams. It's a sign that there's a covenant in place. Always see yourself by ancient trees in your village. It's a sign, being wretched in the dream. It's a sign that there's a covenant in place. I think I stopped there yesterday. And the next one is when you begin to, you know, see yourself in the market with many people, but you don't know them. And it has become a constant thing. See yourself in the market and you are in the market with those people, but you don't know them. You don't know their, you cannot even recognize any face there. Seeing yourself caged in the midst of the rock is a sign. Seeing yourself carrying sacrifice, wearing bead in the dream. Bead on your neck, bead on your leg, bead on your waist, and with a crown. It's a sign that there's a covenant in place. There's a covenant in place. When you notice that your breakthrough is being terminated, there's a covenant in place. Hatred everywhere. There's a covenant in place. When you notice that your life is becoming miserable, you have to deal with a covenant. When you find out that something is bringing you to square one, you have to deal with a covenant. You have to pray aggressively and deal with a covenant. All this will always generate some strange attack against us until we begin to deal with them. Beloved, any family that you see that are experiencing some pattern, it's a sign that there is a covenant or there is a curse in that family. You need to pray some prayers and get ourselves out of that bondage. The Bible says, the day I cry unto the Lord, my enemy shall turn back. When we cry unto the Lord in prayers, then our enemy shall turn back. We are going to pray some prayer now. Get you a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we present the oil and the water before you. Sanctify this oil, O Lord. Sanctify this water. Turn this oil and this water to a divine and supernatural water. To a divine and supernatural oil. Let the blood of God mix with this oil and water. In Jesus' name we pray. Take a little and drink it now. Beautiful. Now rub a little on your chest. And pray this prayer very well. Say, every covenant with dark personality that is troubling my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with dark personality that is troubling my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with dark personality that is troubling my life, break and release me in Jesus' name. Pray, say, unconscious covenant arresting my progress, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant arresting my progress, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant arresting my progress, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant arresting my progress, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Unconscious covenant arresting my progress, break by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every voice of the grave calling my name, shut up, in the name of Jesus. Every voice of the grave calling my name, shut up, in the name of Jesus. Every voice of the grave calling my name, shut up, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every mysterious covenant in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every mysterious covenant in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every mysterious covenant in my foundation, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power of failure magnet in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every power of failure magnet in my foundation, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancestral covenant that is wasting my effort, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Ancestral covenant that is wasting my effort, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Ancestral covenant that is wasting my effort, break by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every grave cloth binding my hands together, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every grave cloth binding my hands together, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and rub it on your forehead. Rub it on your two hands. Say, you bondage of witchcraft in my life, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. You bondage of witchcraft in my life, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. That is how you pray that prayer. Take about 5 minutes to pray that prayer. You bondage of witchcraft in my life, loose your hold, and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. I pray unto all the requests. May God answer this request. May there be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have been praying, oh God, answer my prayer. That this year I want to get settled in marriage. That this year I want you to answer me, O Lord. May God answer you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. As many looking unto the fruit of the womb, looking unto the Lord for the fruit of the womb, may heaven attend to you. Any battle raging against you shall scatter, and any power that say want to abort what God has given to you, that power shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many people who are expecting their permanent resident document. May the Holy Ghost release into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be testimony. Anyone passing through marital challenge, marital turbulence, be delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. Any of your children under satanic yoke shall be free by fire. Any property you want to sell, the Lord will send customer within the next 10 days, and there will be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if God has touched you, you have testimony, God has healed you, God has delivered you, please, there's somebody there, I can see you right now, you are on sick bed. I command the power of God to fall upon you, and the yoke of that sickness be broken completely. Right away, as I'm talking now, be healed. In Jesus' name of prayer. Check yourself. You will notice that something has happened. God has touched you. Aha. Beloved, you can get on us on this WhatsApp number, 0802. Just send the text to it. Just send information to it. 0802-336-9298. 0802. 336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And our international headquarters is at number 13 Olasin Bus Street, Onike Saboyaba, just behind the second gate of Unilab. Pay a visit and God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Always remember that the coming of the Lord is very close. Always watch and pray. God bless you.